Blog Talk Radio. playing the song?
Yeah, keep playing the songs over.
Play another song.
It was working fine.
There it goes. Can you see Chief Chain now? All right, we're ready.
All right.
I see me up there on that thing, but I don't see nothing playing.
Teach. Oh, yes.
You find out that everything ain't as important as you thought it was. and you be looking back at youth and you be just shaking your head. And you go, I remember them days. Boy, I remember them foolish days.
Huh?
What kind of crack was I on? It must be some serious chronic. Hey. Well, I'm glad to know, as far as the report goes, that this time, everybody made it back home safe.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. That's a big time hand clap. Everybody's taking pastor advice. We say, take your time, take your time. I don't have to go over this again. We went over the mileage thing before, right? I had a couple of brothers say, you know what? I tested that out. It is right. I'm glad you finally tested it out. Remember, the book does say, go to 1 Thessalonians 5:21 real quick, Jesus.
Yeah, prove all things.
Uh-huh.
Hold fast to that which is good.
Caught him with a mouthful of taco salad in here. But that's exactly what it says. So, hey, just because I said it, I'm trying to make sure that we get all this robotic belief stuff out of people.
Oh.
Now, if it's something that you think is far-fetched, I mean, I know y'all already know, them that labor among you. But I you know what I'm saying.
All right.
Is Monkey Bastard at? Has anybody been able to tell me where Monkey Bastard is? I mean, he's usually here faithfully. If anybody out there has contacted Monkey Bastard in any way, shape, fashion, or form, man, I don't know, man. You know, he stays on my mind until I hear something. And more likely, you know, if something, y'all forbid, if something happened, you know, he probably was isolated, ostracized, and his only real true fellowship he had was probably Straightway. You know what I mean? Is it not remarkable and amazing, though, that when you were just like the people in the world, you were the best friend, you were their best friend, the life of the party, everybody loved you, didn't they? While you all were loving and living lives.
Yep. Right.
But as soon as everybody claimed to be true, you hear all these people talking, everybody claims to be a man and woman of truth. But then you get the spirit of truth. You meet your creator, Yahshua. How much yet Jesus the Christ? You have an experience with him. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
You literally have an experience with him. And then all of a sudden your life changes. You were going one way in life, and then he detours you and sends you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And the one thing about this walk that the majority of the people forget is not that they don't hear it over here, because you do hear it over here. You realize one thing, and it is abundantly clear when you're here. Your life is over. All your dreams, your ambitions, your goals, done for. Just like he told Jeremiah, no, you won't serve me now. Mm-hmm. What? No, I'm going to get married. Really? All right, I'm going to show you what I think about your marriage. Now what you going to do? You going to serve me? That's what God does with each and every single one of us who have been ordained to eternal life. Y'all know them that are his.
Yes, it does.
And he says that once I call you, once I get you, there's nobody going to be able to pluck you out of my hand. Caveat. As long as you're obedient and you walk in the fear of Elohim, nobody will be able to pluck you out of his hand. You're not going anywhere. I don't care how many highs you have, how many lows you have. Once he got you, he got you. And you know what? When you know that the Most High got you, you know you got. You know that you different nothing from a servant. I want to see the world. Well, when you're looking at Jesus, you see the world. How about that? I want to do this one. The only thing that brings your soul rest is when you're praising His holy name.
Come on, Seth.
You think about the devil for a second. I want y'all to listen to me real quick. If y'all in y'all living rooms, shut up. Listen.
Hallelujah.
No matter where you got, shut up and listen. You think about how many times that we attempted to give place to the devil. Somebody will gossip. Somebody will slander. Somebody will be determined, being right in their own eyes, to do whatever they can to bring some type of evil, wicked, heavy, low-down spirit into the assembly, or into a home, just to be a tool of Satan. Because they have no control, no self-control over their own spirit. I told you, just because you have an unction to feel something, that don't mean you have to say it. Matter of fact, you're there to determine if it's going to bear righteous fruit or not.
Yeah.
And if it can't bear righteous fruit, then keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
And stop being a minister of Satan. Yeah, let's see Hebrews. Not too long, Chef. This is the best time of the week. Hallelujah. Missing my family already. I'll see y'all Pentecost. Bless y'all. Hallelujah. See, what he did was just got finished giving his word. That he going to come to the commanded feast of the Most High Yah.
Yeah.
And you know, after this dead season, let's just tell the truth. Some of y'all have carried over some of these spirits, these attitudes and ways from the dead season. You've partaken of Passover. And you still are the same way in attitude and mind and in spirit. That's a shame. It's a shame. You can't live unless there's chaos. You can't live unless there's got to be some argumentative spirit, some disagreeable spirit. You cannot be at peace unless you're causing some type of chaos somewhere.
Wow.
How many times I try to encourage us about, man, listen, you want to fight Satan.
Definitely. Yes. Very true.
You want to fight Satan because ain't none of us exempt.
True.
If Satan can speak through Shalom Kepler.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yahshua said, Satan, you get behind me. Huh? You don't desire the things of Yah.
Wow.
Well, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on, Master? Man, Satan, man, he tried to, he desired to sift you as wheat. But I tell you what, I pray for you. Somebody think, oh, it's just pray for me. You know how it is in America. Oh, pray for me, pray for me, pray. It's just, it's a cliche. It's just words.
Right, yeah.
No, with the Most High, when Yahshua, the Messiah said he's going to pray for you.
Yeah.
You better believe you're going to get prayed for.
Yes, sir.
And let me tell y'all something about when somebody is praying for you. When somebody is praying for you, get ready for the test. Because the whole purpose of prayer is so that you can see and that your strength fail you not.
Yeah.
How in the world would you know what type of Israelite person that you are unless you've got temptation sitting right at your doorstep?
Yeah.
The whole purpose of temptation is for you to either recognize to see how either weak or how strong you are. To see how much you have grown or see how much you haven't grown. Why do you tell it like it is now? Everything is not the end of life.
Yeah.
Everything's not just that. Everything, look, it's a test.
Yeah,
it is literally a test to see if you have matured.
Ooh.
Or have you become, are you ripe now?
Mm.
Are you ready to go on into the next season? We take everything, it's the end of the world. We emotions and feelings, and off and running we go. Going off into Never Never Land. I tell you, it's ridiculous. You would think, after hearing from this ministry right here, that we would have some type of, here comes the word. Y'all ready for the word? Y'all ready for the word? Type in 7 if you're ready for the word. Type in 7 if you're ready for the word. The word is self-control. And self-control is better understood by learning how to keep your damn mouth shut when you're tempted to speak.
Come on.
Did I say something wrong?
No.
Because the tongue is an unruly evil. And it is full. Not half full. Not a quarter full. Not a tenth full. It is full of deadly poison. And when your tongue speaks out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaker, that means your heart has been revealed. Every single time you open up your mouth, the secrets of your heart are being revealed.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sometimes it shocks you, don't it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't know that was in me. It went out from us. Because it was not of us. If it had been of us, it would have no doubt continued with us. But it went out so it could be manifested. Yeah, so you can get the shock of your life.
That was me.
Come on,
we all hate when we know that we've been deceived by the devil.
Yes, yes.
But then afterwards, there should be a godly antipathy, a hatred to sin.
Yes,
that you even know. You just want them to get mad at yourself, but you got to get mad at the devil.
Yes, sir.
You got to.
Yes, sir.
See, there's no discharge in this war.
Yes, uh-huh.
No exemption whatsoever at all.
Mm.
And remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal as ye suppose, but they're mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds. And the first thing we have to do is cast down every imagination. I know you're discovering imagination in your mind. If you have to speak, there's a lot of times you need to realize that when imaginations or something coming to your heart, coming to your mind, it's only the enemy tempting you to put his will and his agenda out in the air to cause confusion and chaos.
Ooh.
Yeah, to sow discord amongst the brethren.
Yes, sir.
Is that not Satan's kingdom?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Yah's kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And some of you, you can't even walk around 2 days without being full of righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Spirit. That's a shame. When you can't walk 2 days filled with the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. Now, somebody got to be a tool of Satan. Somebody has got to say something to give place to the devil. I rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. The book says there's no temptation except that which is common to man. But with every temptation, he makes a way of escape. And sometimes we just don't choose to escape. Because we're in agreement with the devil.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you this right now, why you all up in agreement and stuff. No man can serve two masters. You going to love one and hold fast to him, or you're going to despise one.
Come on, Pastor.
But you cannot serve Yah, you cannot serve mammon. So you need to get your mind made up. Every single one of you are gone. Life is still going to continue on. I don't care how much you repent. I don't care how much you determine to turn from your wicked ways. You still have got to walk this thing out and live this thing.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get stronger if you're going to keep on succumbing to the devil. You only get stronger when you submit yourself to Yah.
Yes.
You resist the devil. And then the devil flees. But the devil ain't going nowhere when there's no resistance.
Yes, sir.
When you think you're right and you're only right in your own and yet what your righteousness is not bringing about the peaceable fruit of righteousness.
Yeah.
Am I talking to anyone? Pastor, can you go back to the feast again. And I mean, we didn't hear much from you and stuff, but we did see you on stage. Can you just, it's just a little bit too much to hear. Now, come on, go back to the feast real quick. Father, please rewind. Hit the reset button. Hit the reset button. Now judgment first begins at the house of Yahweh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Isn't that amazing? You know, this is two different responses. When the righteous hear righteous correction, reproof, and rebuke, they rejoice.
Yes. Hallelujah.
When the wicked hear, they justify.
Yeah.
They attack.
Ooh.
Two different.
Yeah.
Opposing.
Agreement.
I'm serious.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Who he thinks he's talking to? I can't be talking. You don't talk to the righteous.
Come on.
Because y'all didn't tell me to feed wolves. Told me to feed sheep.
Oh, yeah.
Then he said, it's my sheep.
Come on,
they hear my voice.
Yes,
and a stranger voice they will not follow. It should be abundantly clear what's going on right now. You submit to something or someone.
Yes, sir.
And then all you women, you better step under the headship of your authority. The whole issue and trouble in all of this right now is all because the woman left under her authority and listened to another authority and plunged us into sin. But Yah said Jesus.
Hallelujah!
The defender of our faith.
Yes, sir.
To deliver us from ourselves.
Hallelujah.
From ourselves.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's pretty clear, isn't it, bro?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Everybody all right?
Yeah, everybody all right.
Don't worry about it. If you ain't all right, there's healing balm in Gilead. I promise you that. We got some salve. We can put it on you. But you first got to get the stripes first.
Yeah.
See, people don't understand y'all's ways.
Yeah.
He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not y'all's thoughts.
Hallelujah.
Who would think that the first thing that y'all's going to do, instead of making us feel good about everything, he going to whoop the living hell out of us. And then afterwards, we feel and we understand the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Afterwards, how the hell can you enjoy righteousness when you're still in a wicked state?
Yeah.
You can't enjoy righteousness in a wicked state.
Yeah.
Because then you will be self-righteous.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you will be rejoicing in yourself and yourself alone. It wouldn't be with God.
Come on, Seth.
Come on.
The whole purpose of y'all reproving us, rebuking us, correcting us, in other words, giving us old-fashioned whooping, is to actually change our course.
Yeah.
Anybody ever had a whooping by daddy? Yeah. And you already told him before he was going to whoop you, I ain't going to do that no more.
Yes, sir.
He said, oh, I know. Don't nobody ever do it no more. But I'm going to make sure you don't want to do that no more.
Yeah.
And the way I can make sure you don't want to do that more, just fire, I'm getting ready to put up on you.
Jesus.
And I'm going to put it on you, too.
Yeah.
This is a reminder
that
if you do it again, this is what's coming.
Hallelujah.
But you get lit up this time.
Yeah.
But see, the love of Yah is when he lights you up good the first time.
Yes.
That you hate what you've done so much so because of your love for the Father that you'll never do it again. But you know, we want to protect our feelings and emotions. And then we want to make ourselves an enemy of Yah and call him, look, if you really love me, you don't even know what love is. Then you would understand that I really truly get it. No, you don't. Y'all chasing those whom he loves. And he scourges every son who he receives. That's the way it works. That's the way this works. And that's why so many people get bitter. And so many people take off and kick the traces because they despise the chastening of Yah. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's a Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Finally got to attend a feast. Me and my family really enjoyed being with the saints. Yah had mercy on me, and I received deliverance.
Ooh,
thank you for receiving me and my family. All praise to the Most High Yah. Now, that's good to put that in there because I'm getting ready to go right back into this. We had a wonderful feast.
Yes,
also, I need to throw this out there. Listen, I've been getting reports that it always happens. We have people that are here that has traveled as far as England and as far west as California. And when you get these people descending up on one place from all these different geographical locations, people gonna come.
Yes.
Are you following? But the one thing we all need to do is remember that we're not in the same land and domicile that we used to be in when we were all together. We're scattered. And it's been proof of the scattering is when we're coming together. Because we come from all these different geographical locations.
That's true.
Now, when you know that, that means like almost like a month in advance, you have got to become very proactive in trying to build up your immune system.
Yes.
And most of us are not proactive in building up our immune system.
True.
Now, I know that there are some things like the common cold. That's why I call it a common cold. It's common.
Yes, sir.
Are you following? And remember, we had a brother over there said that he was sick. So people, saints do get sick. I'm talking about in the book, in the scriptures. But Israel, even if you've done all that you could do, and then you end up with something, at least you did everything you know what to do.
Right, yes, sir.
You have to understand, there's new strands of stuff, everything coming out now. I mean, you can see that the powers that be, they're trying to do their damnedest to poison us.
Yes.
They're trying to make sure that they wreak havoc on everybody.
Very true.
They are.
True.
I mean, even look at Joe Biden, man. He's the leader of the United States of America. So if the head is sick, guess what? Then the whole head is sick. And the whole heart is sick. I mean, you think about it, man. Mm-hmm. We're deteriorating like you just wouldn't believe. Dominique Brown. Shabbat Shalom. My family and I enjoyed our first feast. First feast. First feast with our Israelite sisters and brothers. I wonder why you put sisters first. To be brothers and sisters. But we're going to take it as is. At Passover, therefore, we are ready for more feasts to come. We can't wait. Well, good. Keep your spirit right, because I promise you, in between these feast days, straightway going to bring it. We're going to bring the word, the righteousness of Yah. That's what we're going to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. We had a beautiful time with you. We had a lot of deliverance. And listen, there are certain spirits that the book mentions that this kind cometh not out but by fasting and prayer. Prayer and fasting. You ought to watch yourself. That means you've always got to be ready to do your due diligence before you get in that seat. Fasting and prayer. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir, sir.
Fasting and prayer.
See?
We want to eat and don't pray.
Mm.
Uh-oh. Ain't I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anything's come to the flesh. I can tell you right now, I don't fast nowhere near as much as I did when I first came into this. Really? No, I really don't. Fasting is also designed to break the ban of wickedness.
Oh, yes, sir. True.
What fasting does is when you're adolescent in the spirit, what fasting does is it makes the spirit man increase. And it makes the flesh man decrease. When your belly is full, your flesh is full of accusations. Your flesh is full of everything of this world. Your flesh, when you think you're discerning what you call discerning, you think you're discerning a righteous spirit, but it always gender to strife, envy, jealousy. Are you following?
Yes.
Fasting breaks that, and it causes that spirit man to be strong. And that flesh man becomes very weak.
Hallelujah. Very true. Hallelujah.
And you become more sensitive to Yah.
Yes.
Watch this. And during the fast, your flesh may kick, scream, holler, and do all this other stuff. Knees get weak, the whole nine yards. But guess what? Though the outward man perish,
come on,
the inward man is renewed.
Amen.
day by day. And so when you are fasting, you're mortifying the deeds of the flesh. It ain't until after the fast you actually see how strong the spirit may come, because not only when the fast is over and you ate your first meal, you realize that, man, I'm on a spiritual high here. Man, I'm sensitive to when the devil is trying to creep in. But if you ain't breaking your plate, you ain't fasting, you always give place to the devil.
Come on, I mean.
How do you know that, Pastor Dow? Well, I told you. I used to fast. I'll tell you, I would love to meet a person in his ministry that's ever fast more than I have. I would love to meet him. I don't think I am, but I would love to meet him or her. I really want, I really do. You see, we were religious in the apostolic church. We had a mandatory fast day every week. And then we would have two or three times a year mandatory three-day shut-ins. Well, you're sitting in the church the whole time. You don't leave it. No food, no water. See, when I fasted, I didn't drink no water, no juices, no fruit juices. I didn't go on a juice fast. I didn't go on a TV fast. I didn't go on a magazine fast. I didn't go on a car fast. No, I did what you call a supernatural fast, which is no food, no water, cold turkey. And I would be doing that in the military and still go out and run PT 8 miles. When I got out of the military, Teacher Shane and I used to fast so dang much, we'd be on five-day fast, no food, no water, and I'd be in the dead of the heat of the day, summertime, pushing a lawnmower, cutting grass. Still get on, go to work every day.
Yes, sir.
5 days, 6 days. Can't nobody live after 3 days, no food and water. Talk to y'all about that, then. Because Mother Carol could definitely tell you. She was right there. So don't tell me about breaking a band of wickedness. I know what breaking a band of wickedness is. And even at that, I'm still putting no confidence in this flesh. I'm still fallible and flawed. Subject at any damn time to be used by the wicked-ass devil. So think about it. If I'm in my youth, in mid-ages, spending all this time, I'll be out there laying blocks fasting. All this happened, went through all that gauntlet and stuff. Shouldn't I, by now, be an example of people? Should I be able to know what self-control is? I should be. I mean, you don't hear me having all the drama that everybody else has. I'm dead to that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm dead to that. Yeah. I'm dead. I'm dead.
Come on.
You are dead. You are dead. You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. You are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in Yah. So I got phones every night. So where'd I get all these songs at if I wasn't fasting and praying?
Come on, sir.
There's an archive lodged way deep down in here. And pull it up anytime. Well, how do you know what you're going to say? Don't know. Most of you don't even think about what you're going to say in that hour. So say it's got to be also be singing, because either way it goes, it's still going to give glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's going to bring glory. It's always going to bring glory to God, and you ain't getting no glory.
Hallelujah.
The only glory you're going to get is when Yah sent another man to give you praise. Did I say something wrong? So anyway, boy, we started out the gate real quick. But we've seen a lot of people get delivered.
Hallelujah.
We saw also quite a few people get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And we dealt with some principalities too. But this kind, a lot of these kind don't come out but by prayer and fasting. Listen, Israel, I know that you didn't get born again just so you could be lost.
Jesus.
Reserve that for Judas.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of us, we've been tasted of this world, and it ain't no good.
Hell.
That's why we're here.
Yes, sir.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I'd rather be in the house of God than in the house of mercy. I'm telling you. A lot of healing. A lot of healing. And I hope that when you left this piece, you left better than what you came. You should have. I had a brother walk up to me and said, "Pastor, I have been, I already know what you're going to say, brother, but I want to steal your thunder. Say it. You got to get it off the chest. I want to hear it. Pastor, I have never, ever been in an assembly like this. And mind you, I have been churched. Is what they call it, churched. I have been churched. I have never been to a place to where all the Israelites could come together from all different tongues, tribes, and creeds. So many hugs. Good conversations. Not a bad moment. My God. And then the preaching, the teaching, the laying on of hands, the healing, the deliverance, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, the Passover in itself, so anointed. So anointed. And washing feet. There's something spiritual about that, I think. But believe it is, there's something extremely spiritual about it. Washing feet, yep. That's why Yahshua told us to do it. This is the most powerful place I've ever been on earth. That's what I said, because y'all said, whether two or more are gathered together in my name, there he'll be in the midst. And we're here as Israel. And we're only seeking his glory and not our own. Well, oh, and by the way, we missed you, Jason Whitlock. You said you were going to be here. And if you wasn't going to be here, at least give me the honor of saying you're not coming. That's what people do in the world, right? Y'all used to that stuff in the world, right? When people tell you they're going to do something, they don't never do it, and they just let time and chance go by. As Israelites, if you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, at least have some honor in you. Because you're supposed to honor all men. Come on. At least have some honor and some integrity in you. What you expect out of others, produce it yourself.
Come on.
At least have enough honor to pick up the phone or text some pastor. I'm not going to make it. I know I gave you my word, but I'm not going to make it. What's wrong with that? I look for them. I was looking for them. Well, might as well quit looking now. And so I make sure Jason Whitlock gets this too, so he'll know what real true love is.
Yes, sir.
You give somebody your word, perform it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't perform it, say something.
Yes, please. Have integrity.
Quit you like men, but be men.
Yes, sir.
Did I say something wrong?
No, sir.
I was looking for Jason and his son. They definitely would have had it in the time of their life, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They'd have bought that. Ooh, they'd have felt that. People watched them devils start popping off for them. Well, anyway, nevertheless, we still went on.
Hallelujah.
And we did good.
Yes.
Because Yah was with us. You know, the beautiful thing about it is that whole fast Wednesday, let the elders speak. We had to actually, we know we did that in the tabernacle right there. It was beautiful. But man, some of the stuff that people come up with. Now, if y'all want to see what's going on here, y'all going to have to actually come around this screen right here. When Michael Israel pulled this up, Because I couldn't even watch the whole thing. I cut it off and I just sent it to different people. But you know that same so-called pastor, I'm going to call him a devil, using sensationalism. I ain't even going to spoil it for y'all. Ranger said he probably couldn't make it because he was at Michael Todd's Easter service. That's some hard hitting stuff. That's good stuff right there, to tell you the truth. But watch this. Brother Israel, you got it, man. Pull up the first video, the spitting video. Somebody said spitting video. Wait till y'all see this. You may want to let the children
see something, and you don't see it clearly yet. But you should. is where most people would not face Jesus anymore. What most people would do is turn away. What I'm telling you is just as he's physically standing here, knowing what's coming, God's saying, can you physically and spiritually and emotionally be able to stand?
You're lying, man.
When getting the vision or receiving it might get nasty. I'm going to say it in a point just like that. Receiving vision from God might get nasty. You mean?
That's his word.
God, I just bought, in crazy faith, I just bought my dream car. And now you're going to ask me to sell it back and ride in the hoopty again? Yeah, because the vision I'm about to give you, that might get nasty.
You know what I said, right?
And do you hear and see the responses of the people? What I'm telling you is how you just reacted. It's how the people.
And there shall be false Christ and false prophets. Here I'm using sensationalism. And there shall arrive false Christ and false prophets. And they're going to do what? They're going to deceive many. If that digger would even try to insinuate putting some down spin on me, first of all, I'll say, yeah, the vision is going to get nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're getting ready to have blood coming out of your mouth and nose right now, because I'll hit him like an anvil.
Yes, sir.
See, people hide behind the Holy Spirit. It's all trying to use portions of it. Notice they always put his word up on the screen, never God's word. You ain't no Jesus. When Jesus made spittle in the ground and stuff, somebody received a healing. All that brother did was just got nasty. That nigga probably got COVID from that. But see, that's what happens. Listen, I want to use this as a means to say, listen, the Most High says, if you are deceived, then he sent somebody to deceive you. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If you are literally deceived, then the Most High says, you know what? I sent this deceiver so that you will be deceived because you ain't my people. Somebody find that scripture with me. Deacon Samuel, find that scripture with me. Get that scripture. If a prophet be deceived, then I, Yahweh, your Elohim, have deceived that prophet. You got it? Pull it up, Deacon. If not, I'll pull it up. It is crazy. That means you people are sitting in the wrong place out there. Y'all see what this book just did? Hold on a second.
Ezekiel 14:9.
You got to teach. He's called Ezekiel 14:9. Let's go over there. Ezekiel. Yezekiel. Chapter 4. Deacon got it too, right there. Yezekiel. Chapter 14. Now, I want to start at verse 5. Yezekiel chapter 14, starting at verse 5. Now y'all will see that Pastor Dow's not making up stuff as I go. Huh? Start at verse 5, read, teach.
That I may take the house of Israel in their own hearts.
Come on.
Because they are all estranged from me.
They're all of what?
Estranged.
From me because of what?
Their idols.
Because of your own idolatry. See, here you are thinking that because you're in Israel, you think you're Israel, you're still Israel. But your heart went a whore, your heart went astray from the Most High, y'all, because of the practices that you have pursued and ensued and immersed in. And it has deceived your heart. See, here you are. You still thinking, I'm Israel. But you got all this idolatry in you. Read on.
Therefore, say unto the house of Israel.
Say what?
Thus saith Yahweh Elohim.
Come on.
Repent.
Do what?
Repent.
Do what?
Repent.
And do what?
Turn yourself.
From what?
From your idol.
But how can you do that when you don't think you're in an idol? I told you, most people today, the biggest idol that we have today is an idol of your own opinion. To where you exalt your opinion above the word of God. I'm serious. You exalt your behavior above the word of God. See, back then, they were ripped physical relics. Literally. They were with what the nations are doing. But we are hiding behind the Holy Ghost today. We hide behind the Holy Spirit. Trying to pass ourselves off as Israel, and I'm going to get back to it, and yet don't have no control of this.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, they were fully immersed in idolatry, just like Americans today. But then he says what? And turn what?
And turn away your face.
From what?
From all your abominations.
Who's going to admit you got an abomination you need to turn from today? Well, I know what it says back then. We bring it up to today. Because the word is forever settled in heaven. Don't the book of Hebrews says in Hebrews 4 that Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever? Read on.
For everyone of the house of Israel or of the stranger that sojourneth in Israel, which separated himself from me.
Which did what?
Separated himself from me.
Read on.
And set up his idols in his heart.
In his what?
In his heart.
What did I tell y'all? What I tell you?
Yes, sir.
Huh? The idol was where?
In his heart.
No, physical idol just sitting out here in the open.
Heart.
No, physical idol. What is the idol? The heart. The idol of your own opinion.
Yes, sir.
Your own philosophy.
Yep.
Your own ideals.
Yep.
Your own way.
Yep.
Which is not God's way. Read on.
And put the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face.
Watch this.
And comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me.
Now watch this. First of all, you're already deceived. You have idols and you have idols that you have already set up in your heart. And then you're going to come looking for a prophet to inquire him because you know a prophet is a mouthpiece of Yah. And then Yah said, I will answer him by myself. Did he say that?
Uh-huh.
Read.
And I will set my face against that man.
Whoa. See, when you come before a prophet of the Most High, you're supposed to become pure. Open. Ready to be entreated of the Most High. But you already come with your idolatry. And you're thinking, this is what I keep telling people, Yah is no fool. This is good. This is a good scripture to remind people what I was trying to say earlier. Read on.
And we'll make him a sign and a proverb.
A what?
A sign and a proverb.
And he will what?
And I will cut him off from the midst of my people.
Look, I know everybody thinks that Yah is trying to keep everybody around, but that ain't what he's trying to do. He's writing all this because he's letting us know this is the type of stuff that's going to happen amongst us in Israel. Read.
And you shall know that I am Yah.
Why? When he cut off somebody in front of you, full of their idolatry, full of idols in their heart. Read.
And if the prophet be deceived.
If the what prophet be what?
Be deceived.
Now mind you, who won't tell a prophet he's deceived?
Right.
Everybody already know you're the mouthpiece of Yah. Come on.
When he has spoken his thing, Yah have deceived that prophet.
Whoa, wait a minute. In other words, Yah, he going to get you. You think you're going to the Most High Yah's prophet and stuff, and you think you're going to hear directly from Yah, and Yah's already intervened because of the idolatry you have already set up in your own heart. I keep telling y'all, man, he that set up on the circle of the earth, he laughed, man. He laughed, man. All of man's wisdom is foolishness. You think that you are all spiritual. You're going to the man of God. You're getting ready to hear this. And Yah's already done orchestrated this. Because of the wickedness of your heart. And mind you know when that prophet speaks, he's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear. And you won't think it comes from Yah. And then what Yah says, read.
And I will stretch out my hand upon him.
Come out.
And will destroy him.
Whoa, wait a minute. You think this person has set up idols in their own damn heart is deceived? They actually believe they're spiritual.
Right.
I'm so spiritual, I'm going to go to the prophet. And then Yah deceives the prophet that you go to. Because you only going to hear what you want to hear. You ain't got to hear what thus saith Yahweh.
Come on, Pastor. Come on, man.
So, come on, y'all better stop it. Watch it now. Be careful. Read.
We'll destroy him from the midst of my people, Israel.
And you know what? When you get destroyed from the midst of the people of Israel, then all the house of Israel will know assuredly that Yahweh, our Elohim, is truly with his people. Because he turned around and made you a proverb and a byword. You thought you was something when you was nothing and you deceived yourself. Even to the point that the same line prophet that you went to, Yah is the one who deceived him. So he could get you. Are we all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's real.
That's real.
Hey, and I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And let me tell you something. This is what we're seeing in this daytime and hour. We're watching all these foolish actors up here this evening. People don't go to church, man, because they're trying to be lost. They go to church because they're trying to be saved.
Right.
And then, guess what? Because they have set up idols in their own heart, he sends them to the man of God, just like them, what they want to believe and what they want to hear. Now, damn it, what the hell you think you're going to get when you come over here the straight way? You ain't going to get no deception.
Amen.
You come over here, the idols of your heart going to be destroyed.
Hallelujah.
You go over there, you're going to get a man that's going to echo the sentiments of everything you believe. That's what you're going to get. And you think you're hearing from Yah. And Yah's using that as a whole time to hold me to destroy you. That's just why he said way over in Romans, the first chapter. And for this cause, Yah would turn him over for a reprobate mind to do those things which are unseen.
Yes. Come on, Simon.
Uh-oh.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Good word. Preach.
You better humble yourself up under the mighty hand of
Yah.
That's what you better do. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of Yah.
Hallelujah.
Because Yah ain't playing. Think about that. You think you're so wise. And you going to the prophet, and the prophet's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear, and Yah using that to cut you off.
Ooh.
Come on, Yah. See, this is the time when y'all in that chat room is be saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing but the
truth. Yeah.
Ain't nothing. Yeah, it's going to cut. It's supposed to cut.
Yeah.
So everybody that's sitting up in that effeminate church, they're there to be cut off. Remember we talked about the chaff and the wheat.
Yes.
And that church is bubbling chaff.
To be burned. Wow. Wow. Come on, Pat. Come on, Pat. Come on, Pat.
know, when y'all listen to the voice of Pastor Dow and my spirit and stuff, don't it sound, if you go read the scripture, does it not sound like the same spirit of our ancient self? It's the same spirit, isn't it? It's the same spirit of y'all that was in them. I don't sound like these dang smooth talkers, man. I don't even look like them. I don't act like them. I don't walk like them. I don't talk like them. I don't do a damn thing like them. I'm so diametrically profiled from the east to the west. It's all we in Israel. We're so scattered and spread out from these people. There's no way in hell that these people can be the people. Because if those people are the people, then we're doomed. We're doomed. And everything we've done is in vain. If those people are the people, then damn it, I know better than that.
Amen.
The greatest prophet ever lived, Yokohama, Leonard Mercer, all he did was jump on people's cases, reprove and rebuke. Behold, I am one voice that is crying in the wilderness. Do what? Prepare you the way. Make your path straight for the coming of the Messiah. And in all that fire and zeal, that same man stops immersing one day, baptism, and says, behold! And mind you, he was raised with him. He played with him. There's only 6 months difference between them. Only 6 months difference. John was 6 months older than Messiah. Only 6 months different. They played together, walked together, they talked together, they all this. And all of a sudden, one day, Joshua comes parting over through the side of the ground. And then the child, you honor the merchant, said, behold the Lamb of Yah that taketh away the sins of the world. Come on. I'm sure it probably shocked him too. What the? We've been here. Oh, Master, I have need to be baptized of you.
Come on.
John, come on, man. Listen, we got to fulfill all righteousness, all right? I know that. You know that. Now, immerse me in this water.
Hallelujah.
And then you got people like IUIC that preaches against baptism. Even though, even over in the scriptures, they were all immersed in the sea of reeds.
Come on. That's good.
That's right. You're on a forerunner. Now, come on. Come on, John. Let's go ahead so we may fulfill all the righteousness.
Just
dump me in this water. We got to get going.
Yeah.
And then, all the disciples, the top ones that followed John, what do we do? What do we do? He says, easy. I must decrease while he must increase.
Yeah.
Go follow him.
Yeah.
Come
on.
The greatest prophet that ever lived. He goes straight to Herod. It's unlawful for you to have your brother's wife.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to start it off.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get your head chopped off. Who the hell you think you are?
In motion.
Yeah. Gets thrown into prison.
Yeah.
Even John, just like Yahshua on the tree. I know my time's coming. See, we all bold until we come to our Waterloo. Until we come to the time where our soul is going to be required of us. Talk to Yahshua and ask him, is it really he or is there somebody else coming? I want y'all to deliver a message to John for me.
Yeah.
Tell them to sing a hill. Tell him everything that I've done. But he never told them to tell John that I am he. He had a resume of stuff to tell, but he never said it. All John had paid attention to was what was happening and what was going on. That was it. And after that, John, all right, boy, I'm ready to be offered up now. I'm ready. And they fought his head to a bitch on a charger. And then when he died, everybody go rush to go to the funeral. The Messiah said, there has never been a prophet more greater. You know why? Because he revealed to us the creator of us all. See, he's playing with him all this time. And then one day, like Paul's head on the Damascus Road, the scales began to fall from his eyes. Huh? And one day his eyes was open. He like, he got it. And he had mainly submitted.
Yes.
I'm trying to get you wives to submit to your husbands. I'm trying to get you children to submit to your mamas and your daddies. I'm trying to get everybody to walk in the complete order of Yah. And all you want to do is resist and fight.
Uh-oh.
When you look at our people, they ain't the way the obedient people did. The obedient people didn't do it like that.
Yes,
they had humility, yet they were warriors.
Yes, sir.
They had humility, they were warriors. Where do you stand today? Man, we're breaking it down today, ain't we? Ain't the Father, man, thank you, Father. We're breaking it down today.
Thank you.
All these people over at Transformers Church. You know what it's called? Trans. Y'all better run. Y'all better run, and y'all better run so damn fast, you better act like you got gasoline draws on.
Yep.
You better get the hell up out of there. Because I'm telling you, the way that damn dog... That damn wolf that she called, the way he leading y'all, man, it's going to be, ooh-wee. And guess what? All you people in the world, the day is going to come when you find out, you're going to find out that Pastor Dow wasn't bullshitting you. There wasn't no fight or no war between you and I.
Come on. Real.
We're here for the sake of honoring the truth.
Yeah.
Elder Rupert said, what do you do when you meet a man greater than you? The answer, submit. That's it. Why? Because then it makes you great.
That's it. Boy.
That's all.
Boy.
That's good.
What if Hebrews 5:4 said, no man taketh this honor to himself, except he that was called of y'all as was Aaron.
What does that mean, man?
Never mind. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. It's just sad. It's just sad. Woo! Now, you act like you angry with Israel. I'm not angry with Israel. I'm angry with the wicked every day. I'm angry with them, but I'm not angry with Israel at all. I'm just trying to make sure that Israel stay safe.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Bless the ones who have a fear of God in them.
Come on.
Praise everybody else walk around arrogant like they got it all together.
Yeah.
Can't tell nobody nothing now that you know it all. Don't know a damn thing, but you know it all.
Come on, sir. Come on, brother. I need
it. I'm looking for greater miracles, signs, wonders, healing, deliverance.
Yes.
This year I want the name of Jesus to be exalted.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Had somebody the other day. You the same man that was screaming and hollering on international shortwave in 1998-99. Well, I said, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hell, you got a whole lot more gray. I didn't have none then. He's like, you still saying the same word. You still screaming and hollering. Yes, I am. I'm ordained to this.
Yeah.
Y'all know where to go but to the King.
Yes, sir. Come on.
I know full well what we're doing. It is literally encouraging all of Israel who literally, when they just couldn't get with all the mess that was going on in the world, then Yah sent them the spirit of truth.
Yes.
And they got the answer.
Yes.
And then they found peace and comfort.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Now, mind you, the book says that Yah said his spirit would not always strive with man, but he's striving with his people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how that all of us, when we get together, it's so much peace.
Yes.
But we couldn't have peace in the religious arena. We couldn't have peace in the world. We couldn't have peace in none of those arenas out there at all until we got with Yah.
Come on.
And we got with his people.
Mm-hmm.
Then perfect peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
Perfect peace.
Yes.
And all faith
that's
not by law.
Yes.
And nothing shall by what? Any means do what? Offend them. And most of you are constantly offended. Let me tell y'all something.
Yes,
in this world of wickedness, I am literally trying to do everything that I can to show the goodness and the severity of the Most High God. But make no mistake about it, when you Israel, I'm only looking for your peace, your exaltation. I'm not looking for your destruction. Unless you have showed yourself wicked as hell, like some of you have. Some of you are wicked as hell. You more wicked than a damn devil to me. Oh. I'm serious. Some of the crap that's going on this damn dead season, man, you got to be crazy. You suck. Man, anyway, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me detour here for a second, but I'm not detouring. I'm still on path, all right? So, I had my child along with my daughter. How many daughters you got enough?
Hallelujah.
The ones that love me and they submit to me and do exactly what I say. So, we're not going to spiritualize it. We're going to read it for what it says, all right? Hey, Teach. Go to Exodus chapter 13 and start reading the verse 3, okay?
Thank you, baby.
All right? And then we're going to stop at verse 7. Exodus chapter 3. No, Exodus chapter 13, excuse me. Read verse 3 through 7. Well, y'all have it. Y'all ready, Israel?
Yes, sir.
And then we're going to get back on the rock show. I mean, I'm trying to lighten up the moment. Yeah, just for a second. You know what I mean? But
I mean,
some people follow, some people don't get it. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Whatever. Hell, Rupert's in there hot tonight, boys. Hey, really? Hell, Rupert's is encouraged. You can tell, man. I don't know how do you leave these people not encouraged, though?
Absolutely. Very tight.
Man, you literally feel like running through a troop and
looking
over a wall.
Yes, sir.
All right, Shemot 13:3 reads.
And Moses said unto the people,
come on.
Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt.
You know what's amazing? So whenever you read anything past the message, meaning the Gospels, like in the book of Acts, you know how many times this account was repeated over and over and over and over and over again? Mind you, there's 1,000 years different between us and Moshe. Yet Yah still is letting them know this is you, the people.
Yes, sir.
And he actually talks to them as if, you know, this is your ancestors. This is who you are. That's why I said remember.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Remember this day when you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, God brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
When he brought you out of the land of what? Mizraim. Out of the house of bondage. He said, thou shalt know what? No leavened bread be eaten. Right? Watch this. Read.
This day came you out in the month of Eve.
That's the first month of the Hebrew calendar. This is our first month of the year.
Yes, sir.
The Romans, the Christians, the Americans, the British and all them, January in the dead of the dead season, where everything's dead, is cold, is dreary, is wet, freezing, that's their season. Out in the month of Abib, come on.
And it shall be when Yah shall bring you into the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites,
come on,
right,
come on, come on, come on,
which he swore unto your fathers to give you. A land flowing with milk and honey, that you shall keep this service in this month.
This service in what?
This month.
The first month of the year. The month of a bee. Come on.
7 days you shall eat.
Stop. 7 days you shall do what?
Eat.
What?
Unleavened bread.
So, Mother Carol, bless her righteous soul. She has made sure all these years, all these feasts, because we never really even talked about this. She has made sure that we have had unleavened bread at dinner meals. You can eat it if you want it or not. But we never discussed this. It just literally just jumped at us today. It says 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Now, most people try to spiritualize it. Not going over to what 2 Corinthians 5:17, not with unleavened bread of malice and wickedness and all the other. No. We over here. It don't change. In other words, at dinner time, at least take a bite of unleavened bread. You know the reason why I say that? Because the book says, by the Messiah himself, there's not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise fail from this law until all be fulfilled. Everybody else wants to spiritualize everything and stuff. There's a natural and there's a spiritual.
Yes, there is.
And I like to thank the Father for my wife, Mother Carol, for actually making sure that unleavened bread is prepared at every single meal.
Hallelujah.
During unleavened bread. Someone called me on the phone. Babe, now mind you, most people watch when they call them. They don't call them. They call them a bunch of bitch. So, babe, should we be eating unleavened bread for 7 days, right? I said, babe, follow go. All the scriptures start rolling over in my head because I know what it says. I'm like, man, you know what? I never even really thought about that and stuff, but you know what? Yeah, that's right. We should be eating. Not because we're trying to be saved. We're already saved.
Yeah.
We're just being obedient.
Yes, sir.
Because it says 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and in the 7 days shall be a feast, a moedim, set apart to Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Shemot 13:7 read.
Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days.
Guess what? I'm eating unleavened bread 7 days.
I'm
biting of it every day, something. Maybe that unleavened bread get all the rest of that leaven out of my ass.
Yeah.
Ooh. That's how I look at it.
Yes, sir.
Glory to the King. Remind me when I bite this, look, yes, there ain't no leaven in this.
Come on,
leaven in you.
Come on. Come on, Chef.
Come on. Huh? Chef, find the good in everything. Find the good in everything. I find the good in everything you got. I'm glad when I bite it in to make sure there ain't no damn leaven rise up in my ass.
Yeah.
I tell you, you need to be eating unleavened bread for the next 3 damn months.
Yeah.
Now, that ain't the word of God. That's just me talking.
Yeah.
Might as well make a clear distinction. I ain't like these books. It's up there. You got to get nasty. You already vile and nasty with your funky self. DJ, would you not have literally took that big-ass hand of yours and put it across his damn face on that stage? But see, some people get so religious and get so caught up, they actually think they're doing something spiritual. I was like, yeah, it's getting nasty up here. See how nasty is he bleeding? That's how nasty he is. He bleeding all over his damn place. Gonna sit there in the midst of COVID and and then spit. Anybody can make a noise. But he literally put spit down there and slapped it all over his face. What the hell wrong with you damn people? Are you out of your damn mind? That's one thing Mother Girl ain't never worried about. Let somebody trespass on my property. My said property and shit. I don't give a damn how spirit you want to be and stuff. I'll repent later if I'm wrong. After I crack your damn skull open. I'm sorry. I mean, hey, I'm wrong. Hey. Until then, man, hey, I'm not there. You heard me? I'm not this spiritual. I'm not there. Damn it. Y'all have to understand. Pastor Doubt, listen, I'm just real, if you understand what I mean. I'm just real. I'm with you, Elder Doug. Elder Doug, who's the biggest fool? The one with the spit in his hand or the fool that allowed it on his face? You're right, Elder. You're right, Elder Becker. You are right. I can't. All right. But we got it, right? You finished? Verse 7?
There shall no unleavened bread be seen with you. Neither shall there be leaven seen with you in all your quarters.
So that means that we have already consumed it, right? It's already done. No unleavened bread, no leaven. Leaven meaning you clean out everything. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Now the Jews still to this day, them people are trying to pretend to be like us. They got people going out dusting cabinets and every damn thing else. You need to dust your heart.
Come on, son.
The same emphasis you put on the natural, put it on the spiritual.
That is real.
But see, you can't know how wicked you are until you get into what the so-called renewed covenant is. See, the one thing, it's still the same covenant. It's just on our hearts now. The new covenant is written right here.
Hallelujah.
It gets off the pages, get into your heart. And you forget that your body, well, you can't forget because you ain't never been called. But those of us that have been called,
yes,
our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. We already know, right? So we're trying to make sure there's no leaven that's going inside these temples of Yahweh.
Good.
Look at the devil, and the devil is a damn liar.
Yes, sir.
All right, Michael Israel, we're going to hit it again. One more. Well, we got two more. We got the damn Dalai Lama. No, hold on. Let's hold Dalai Lama. Let's go straight to this same church transformation. Isn't that what they call it? Transformation. And let's look at their Easter service. Before we get there, Mike, hold on. Can anybody show me in the whole of the entire book where there are any instructions on how to celebrate Easter? Is it there?
Don't appear. Not written.
We know that we have instructions for unleavened bread and Passover, right?
Very good.
First fruits.
Yes.
Pentecost.
Yes.
We know it.
Yes.
The spring feast, right?
Yes.
Has anybody seen any instructions on how to do Easter? Any at all? Just a little bit, a hint of it.
No witness.
I mean, after all, you have 66 books. That's just like the occult, though, isn't it? But in the Ethiopic version, you got 81. In the Catholic, you got like 73 or 77. Are you following? So you think about this for a second. In all these scriptures, including the ones that have been canonized, and the ones that have been canonized, the word Easter only appears once after they put a penmanship to it. Over in Acts chapter 12, verse 3. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So you think about that for a second. Yet between the Torah, the prophets, the Psalms, the Proverbs, Yahshua himself, and then even after that, I know for sure in the New Testament, what they classify New Testament law, 28 times we hear the word Passover, Pesach. But I know that the word Easter is only mentioned one time, and yet we can't find no instruction for it. Now, to go back to the law, out of the mouth of two or more witnesses, every word shall be what? Every word shall be established. You got one witness there. And then when we look behind that word, somebody done lied to us. You lying-ass Christians. See, that's the reason why I talk about y'all so bad, because y'all so stupid. Y'all brutish. Something wrong with y'all, man. Y'all got screw loose. So you mean to tell me that the Most High y'all started this with the family of Israel, but he's going to end this with somebody ain't even of another damn nation that's going to give us a brand new revelation of a whole entire script? It's nonsensical. And the next thing you know, we bow down to idols and trees and fairy tales. And all this supposed to be Jesus. Don't y'all feel like Samuel sometime in the midst of this weekend of a first generation though? Well, all right, Michael Israel, we're going to go to that Easter service. Watch this. Watch this. And they want to get on us about our praise and worship. You ain't seen nothing. We're praising y'all, right? This is their Easter praise. Y'all come on around. Y'all ain't seen this one. Y'all come on over and look at this real quick. Give up the Easter service there, Michael Israel. Bring it on up, man. Watch this, Israel. This is off the chain. Listen.
guess what? And everyone that goes to him, you'll slay it.
Get the strong moves of 2 Thessalonians. Get it.
God, hey, for this cause, Yah shall send them a,
what kind of delusion?
Strong delusion.
Not weak.
Strong.
Passive.
Strong.
Y'all pull it up. Pull up the scriptures.
All right, there.
Go ahead.
The day.
Hold on. Chapter and verse.
2 Thessalonians 2, 11.
Y'all hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Pull it up. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11.
Let's start at verse 10.
I wouldn't shit. I'll get over it. Probably we started them. No. Verse 7. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, start of verse 7.
Yes.
Listen real close, Israel. Listen real close, Israel. Listen real close, Israel.
I want all of you to listen real close, Daddy. Listen. Close.
Read.
For the mystery.
What kind of what?
Mystery.
Of what?
Of iniquity.
What is it doing?
Does it already work?
Come on.
Only he who now lets will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed.
Come on.
Whom Yah shall consume with the spirit of his mouth.
So Yahshua is going to consume it with the spirit of his mouth and with what?
And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
All right, verse 9. Here we go. This is getting thick in here.
Even him?
Who what?
Whose coming
is what?
Is after.
The what?
The working of Satan.
Y'all hear that? So there's somebody that has working after. First of all, I've been wondering what them damn three women up there doing in the first damn place. Well, I just like the book of Revelation, right? A woman do got to ride a beast, right? A woman got to ride a beast. Anyway, move on.
After the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders.
So let's stop right here for a second. Is this not a work after Satan?
Yes,
you think that Yahshua will really be consumed in that type of chaos? I guarantee you one thing, he will feel like the red carpet was rolled out for him and he came the straight way. Mm-hmm. He couldn't even took a good step through the door and we all been bound down.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Every song would have been sung to the glory of your name. I'm not talking about I'm a deceiver. I'm a deceiver. What the hell? Back to the word. What we at? Verse 10?
Verse 10.
Read.
It was all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
In them that live.
Perish.
In them that have eternal life.
Perish.
In them that are righteous.
Perish.
In them that got the truth.
Perish.
So in all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that are dying, that don't have eternal life.
Yes, sir.
Because they what? There's a reason why now. Listen, here it is. There's a reason why now. Because they what?
They receive not.
Oh, receive not. What?
The love.
Wait. See, when you receive something, listen. What do you care about how the truth is coming to you? Mm-hmm. As long as it's true.
Yes.
See, the majority of us today in this arrogant, wicked generation, if Yahshua said, you're a dog, you wouldn't have a response that even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master table. You probably would have cuffed them out. That's this generation. They ain't got a lick of humility. Not a lick of spirituality. Don't even know what is going on. As soon as you believe or think that somebody has insulted you, you finished. You done. Am I telling the truth?
Nothing but, sir.
You know I'm telling the truth.
Yes,
it'll been a test for you, and as soon as that test comes, you'll rise. You'll rose up.
Ooh.
It's like me, man. People have tests. I've got tests, too. You need to have tests. You need to know them that labor among you. Who is testing all this damn bull stuff out? And all this stuff is going on. Now we got a man spitting noogies in his damn hand and slapping it on somebody's face. And now we got, you seen this? This is worse than a damn Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that pass, because they received not the what?
The love of.
They ain't even got the agape of the what?
Of the truth.
Of the truth. Because you cannot accept the truth. You hear that? You don't love it enough to accept it. You don't have the humility enough to accept it. So guess what? The same way. Man, I see what the Father doing. Y'all see what the Father doing? The same way earlier when I started this broadcast, I started talking about you and your spirits. Then I started talking about how the Most High Yah will send a deceiver. You got an idol in your heart. Then you think you're going to the prophet of Yah. You're going to the prophet of Yah, but Yah deceived them for you to get you. And now, way over in the New Testament when he's talking to the church of Thessalonica. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, for this cause, y'all will send them a what? A what?
Strong.
Hallelujah. And you think you done changed?
No, sir.
You think you done changed?
Change not.
He gonna see you a strong what?
Delusion.
That word delusion means that calls you to stray. To be deceived, to be in a delusional era. That's what it says. Greek number 4106. He gonna say a strong delusion for what?
That they should believe a lie.
No! So they believe the what?
Alive.
Now listen, from the time we started this broadcast, I didn't even know what direction it was going to go. I know I've been knowing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he shows us, you are lying, you made an idol in your own heart, you go to a prophet, and then the Most High Yah deceived that prophet just to get you. Then he goes over here and says, because you have no love for the truth. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. You know what he said? Because you don't receive the love of Yeshua. You don't receive the love of Jesus.
Oh, come on.
You don't receive it.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You don't love truth. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. Relationship.
Yeah.
Woo!
You have the truth. Come on, Sam.
Shall set you free. That's what he said. But because you don't receive the love of the truth, y'all say, guess what? I'm going to send you a lie. Who's the father of lies? Did he not send a lying spirit in all the mouth of the prophets?
Yeah.
Just when you think you wise, see, you're wise in your own conceits, but you ain't wiser than the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
Not by a long shot. This is what y'all seeing happening in these end times right before your very eyes. But the Most High God, he got us.
Hallelujah.
If it were possible,
yes, sir.
He would deceive the elect.
The very elect.
Mm-hmm. But guess what? Ain't possible.
Hallelujah.
You got the elect, the other very elect. You know why? You have many that are called, but few that are
chosen.
I don't have no doubt that all those people are called. Not one time at all. But they ain't the chosen.
Come on. Hell no.
I have no doubt at all.
Come on.
I believe they love Jesus as much as their unsanctified, wicked-ass, idolatrous mind can.
Come on.
I'm saying a lot of words here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm putting it together. I'm saying a lot of words here.
Yes, sir.
Boy, this could have been spot preaching right here, aren't you?
Yes.
After tonight, we all just stay in, man, and just look at this, immerse ourselves in this word in the morning. El Doe brings it up too. And thank God, because he did say, except those days be short. So, for this cause, y'all was in a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Watch this. The reason why y'all want all these people at Transformation Church to believe this, because he got a plan for them. He got a plan for them. Y'all know what the plan is? Here comes the plan. Read it.
That they all might be damned.
Y'all going to hell. Every single one of you. The blind lead the blind, you both fall into the damn ditch. That's the reason why y'all there. Why y'all been sucking and jiving and fuck dancing and every damn thing else and cooning. But guess what? Y'all sent this for a reason, a plan. Now, it's a warning to the righteous.
Yes, sir.
But all you people at Transformation, that they all might be damned who what?
Who believe not the truth.
Who believe not the what?
Truth,
but the truth, they don't believe the truth,
but had pleasure
in what?
In unrighteousness.
Got pleasure up in your damn yoga pants, dancing around all over the damn place, prancing around, sawing a crack of your ass and every damn thing else like you some type of God's gift to man. With the cardinal ass. No holiness. Why your head covering that?
Come on, yeah.
Why is your holiness?
Come on.
Real. Y'all praying for me?
Yes,
y'all praying for me for real?
Yes,
I'm a dying breed of a preacher, I promise you that.
Indeed.
Y'all got to carry on this same spirit.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you. This is sad. But he gives encouragement to us in verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, watch this.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God.
Ooh.
For you, brethren, beloved of God.
Yeah.
Because God has from the beginning chosen you
to
the
remember, brother? You got the call.
Yes.
And you have the what? He chosen you for what? Salvation. Through what?
Through sanctification.
Through set apart.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come out of her, my people.
Yes, ma'am.
Come out from among them.
Yes,
all it does to sanctify me, physically you move and spiritually you move.
Yes.
Through the what?
Sanctification of the Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And what else? And belief of the truth.
Yahshua.
Jesus. Yeah. That's good.
Woo.
That's good.
So tell me where all these damn scholars. I don't give a damn. We can speak Greek, Hebrew, Phoenician, Babylonian, Assyrian. I don't give a damn what it is. The spirit of truth is still the spirit of truth.
Yes,
well, you can't have spirit of truth talking the way you talking. You know, I'll tell you what, David's finished. And Samuel's damn so done. And then Elijah, I don't even know how he was able to not see death then.
Because
mm-hmm. Elijah had a foul mouth, if you would read them accounts.
Mm-hmm.
After your...
Mm-hmm.
cultural understanding. But apparently he was righteous with y'all, though.
Yeah.
Are y'all beginning to get the picture? I see what y'all is doing tonight. Y'all see it?
Yes,
anybody, he that have ears,
let him
hear what the Ruach, the Spirit says unto him. Y'all see what y'all is doing?
Yes,
listen. To break it down in terms that can easily be understood, listen to me very closely. Just when you think you are right about something, and yet you oppose the program that God has already set up, and you begin to set up idols in your own mind, and you start seeking out those to put validation to your opinion, they begin to co-sign with what you believe. Remember, y'all deceived them. He sent that delusion so that you would believe a lie. Because you went so damn far off from his program. It's really simple. It's not that hard at all. It's not hard at all. The humble will always hear and be glad.
Hallelujah.
Always hear and be glad.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
But men, you that are proud and hard.
Uh-huh.
Let me show y'all a picture of a young pastor down with Chuck and Lydia. Look. Y'all ain't seen that one, have you? Y'all seen that one? Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all have seen that one? No, okay. That's Dad Dow right there. In the background. Even that's a few years removed from military school. You don't see that? Mm-hmm. I used to run in the trucks, man. I ain't lying to y'all.
Yes,
that was just for us over here.
Yes,
all right. I hate to say it, but we got one more. And we're going to call it tonight after this because, I mean, after the first two, what more can you stand? It's pretty damn grieving. But you know what? Y'all need to see this because y'all need to see how far gone people are.
Yes, sir.
Now we understand what Shimon Kepler asked, are the few to be saved?
Mm.
If you think about the awareness that he had back then to even ask that question, he literally didn't say many.
Right.
He said few. Let me say. And then the way that Yahshua answered. I mean, that was.
Wow. Yep.
We're fortunate to even have a recording of it. A record of it.
Yes, sir. Crazy.
Yahshua said, you strive.
Yep.
In other words, don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
And that's why people think I'm so cold-hearted and cruel. I'm not. I'm saving myself and them that hear me. Because you can't teach me salvation.
Mm-mm.
You ain't been sent to teach me salvation.
No.
It works like this. You've been sent to me, I teach you salvation. You learn salvation, and then guess what? When somebody comes to you, then you teach them salvation. They can't teach you. You're talking to them.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and he keeps on using that over and over and over and over again. That's why I said, you're all ministers.
Mm.
But see, we think minister means stand up in front of a bunch of people. Boy, if y'all only knew what that meant.
Absolutely so true.
Man, if you only knew what you meant. Whew, boy, you'll be so happy.
Yes.
Now, mind you, I'm one literally, I ain't like a lot of these people, that they sit back and they think themselves something when they are nothing.
Yes,
they are hoping for the high place.
Yes, sir.
And it ain't even the high place, it's the low place.
Yes, it
is. The high place it can be is those that are praying behind the scenes.
Yes.
But see, they're looking like Yahshua said with the scribes and Pharisees to be seen of men.
Truth, man. Come on,
sir. I'm telling you, if I've got the high place, then you don't behave like the way I do in a high place. Rebuking, reproving, cussing folks out is what y'all say. Huh? Correcting. Always screaming, hollering. That's the high place?
Come on.
Man, y'all folks, y'all some type of drug that ain't even been invented in this time. I mean, I understand fentanyl and came moving on the scene. What kind of stuff y'all smoking out there then? Because the way that I preach and teach, according to conventional wisdom, American wisdom, education, philosophy, and understanding, this ain't the way you gain people. This is not the way you gain it. That's how I know y'all speak.
Hallelujah.
The way you gain people, you do like they do in transformation, transformer church. You use nothing but entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put a bunch of women up there in yoga pants and flash their ass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then tell the people, through fire, you deceive them. Yeah, that's what that woman said. I'm a deceiver. I heard him. That's right, Elder Rufus says, appeal to their flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this whole entire thing? I couldn't even orchestrate, because y'all see, I ain't got no notes up here. I couldn't even have orchestrated this broadcast here tonight better, scripted better myself. The only notes I got up here is the notes on unleavened bread, right here. The scriptures on unleavened bread. That's it. And then I got down Easter, spitting. Now we're getting ready to go to Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama! The Dalai Lama! All right, Brother Israel, go ahead and pull up the Dalai Lama. Y'all wait for this one. Y'all come on around here and look at this, man. I'll make room for you. The Dalai coming in.
One of the world's best-known religious leaders is apologizing tonight over an interaction with a young boy at a temple in India. That's where the Dalai Lama lives in exile, though the incident has triggered reaction around the world. Here's CTV's chief international correspondent, Paul Workman.
For the followers of Buddhism, to be in the presence of the Dalai Lama is a wish fulfilled. Late in February, as he received a group of students at his temple in India,
can I help you?
A young boy asked if he could approach the holy man for a hug. What followed was a highly irregular exchange with a child, duly condemned as offensive, alarming, and disgusting. Pointing to his cheek, first here, said the Dalai Lama, where the boy kissed him as a prelude to a hug. This was followed by a suggestion they kiss on the lips. Followed by a third invitation, his words clearly audible.
And stuck my tongue.
The boy stuck out his tongue, and there he was, forehead to forehead, with the holiest man of Tibetan Buddhism, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Leading to an array of outraged reaction on Twitter. The Dalai Lama should be charged with sexual assault of a minor, wrote one. Child predator, vile and shameful, wrote others.
That's not the language that you use in a playful manner.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to hear another accusation against me. I am not. Are y'all hearing me? Suck my tongue? That's the Dalai Lama! Look, this ain't the first time you done had a little boy suck his tongue either.
No, it is.
You know the reason why we're bringing out all this stuff tonight? To let y'all all know that the God of Israel has chosen us.
Yes.
He saved us from this shit show.
Yes. Hallelujah!
Yes. Hallelujah!
Oh, hallelujah.
So guess what? Y'all keep on being mad at Pastor Dow. I don't give a damn. Keep on being mad.
I'm not.
I ain't worried about the ones that's mad. I'm worried about the ones who's made me glad.
Come on. Come on, Jeff.
Because as long as there's breath in my body, I'm going to be standing against this crap.
Come on.
And you know what's crazy?
What's that?
Why didn't the father and mother run up on that stage and just damn put a sword through his ass for molesting my child? See, this is what happens. People get so caught up in talent. What the hell has Dalai Lama's done for Tibet except exist as a damn figurehead like damn Joe Biden? What the hell he done? He just in a position. He got no power. He got no strength. He got shit. That's it. And people sitting there, what do you hear from the Dalai? Little Dalai. I'm telling you, ain't nobody in Christendom
trying to come and say to Pastor Black Dolphy, I want to hear Pastor Black. Nobody want to come and hear when you all get scolded, rebuked, and reproved. Now, what's the purpose of that scolding? Is that to get you to meet a condition for y'all? Ain't got nothing. It's nothing personal between you and I.
Hallelujah. Yep.
I just love you enough to tell you the truth. It's nothing personal.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to lord over your proud ass.
Come on, true.
Who the hell are you? That's like we had a situation take place during the peace. Now, I want y'all to remember this. I'm going to quote a scripture, all right? I'm going to quote it in real time of today. Aged men are not always wise. Find it real quick. Find it real quick. So people don't think I'm like the Dalai Lama making up shit. Get on that thing and find it out. I'm going to show y'all something. I'm going to show y'all how slick the devil is. You hear me, son? They're going to find out. They're going to realize what's before them. I mean, you know what? I think y'all really, truly not going to realize what is before y'all until I'm dead and buried in that grave. What you got? Yeah, great men or not?
Great men are not always wise.
There you go.
Neither do the age understand
judgment. There you go. Job 32. Job. Oh, y'all call him Job. 32. Job. Ooh, I always love the verse before, verse 8. 32:8. Job 32:8. Watch this one.
But there is a spirit in man.
There is a what in man?
Spirit.
There is a what in man?
Spirit.
But there is a spirit in man. Watch this.
And the inspiration of the Almighty.
And the inspiration of the what?
Almighty.
That what?
Gives them understanding.
Now, when you go to Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you shepherds, according to my heart, which will what? Feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's good. That's one thing. But, as he continue on, look what he says.
Great men are not always wise.
Great men are not always wise. And the men of authority.
Yes.
Hoary-headed people that have been around a long time. They're not always wise. But watch this.
Neither do the aged understand judgment.
Just because they old don't mean they understand judgment. Ah! So Pastor, I ain't making shit up as I go then. See what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, you look at someone that has literally immersed himself in this word. So watch this. Let this be. We had an old brother. We had a younger brother, walk up to the older brother. Well, why aren't you drinking, brother? I'm not allowed to drink. You know what? Allowed. As old as you are, you ain't allowed to drink. Who's going to tell you something? You more hoary-headed than all of us. And he is. You hear me? But see, that's what's put out there. And then the first thing that deceived brother does, he starts questioning who in the hell going to rule and lord over you, because then they take it personally to themselves. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
This shit happens all the time. This reason I'm bringing it out right now.
Yes, sir.
So then, what do you mean? You're not allowed to drink. Well, I'm just not allowed to drink because such so-and-so said I'm not allowed. What? You're going to let another man tell you ain't even drink? But see, this is how the story and account is presented. But that same old man not going to tell you that we had an elder in the ministry. I don't give a damn how young or old they are. They're an elder for a reason. We got young elders that the book tells you don't despise them because of their youth. They're a hell of a lot wiser than you are. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Then we got hoary-headed people that you shouldn't despise. That's the reason why they're there. So then the elder said, look, brother, he won't tell this story, though. You don't drink anymore because you can't stop being around the sisters and groping them when you got break. You can't stop approaching sisters when you're full of alcohol. So no, you can't drink it, bro, because you're a detriment to the fellowship. That damn story ain't never shared, but what's believed is what the deceived ass heard. You don't come up. This is how we misrepresented all the damn time. We'll say, that's why I let people believe what the hell you want to believe. And then I'm going to sit back and watch Satan take out everybody want to take out. Go ahead on with your bad ass self. Guess who's still going to be standing? And I'm still standing. After all these years, 30 years, I'm still standing.
Hallelujah.
And everybody else that accused me, all you false ass people, you're all gone. See what I mean?
Yes.
That was like Paul Harvey said, when I get finished speaking, now you heard the rest of the story. And we got a wise elder that try to head that off at the pass. But see, just because you got more of this than me, and I think in the ministry, far as down here, I got more than, well, not more than elder Doug, you know what I mean? But if we got one man, only one man that I know of in this ministry that's got more of this great in his ass than elder Doug does. And yet and still, you ain't wise.
True.
See what I'm talking about? They paint a picture, and they paint a story, and you thinking that you got the gospel truth. Yeah, you are. You're on the spell. You got it. Yeah, you're on the God spell. Now, here we go, Russell. Shall we begin? Come on, let's play now. Warriors! Come out and play! But y'all see what I'm talking about, though? See, the story looks valid. It looks like it has credence. It's got teeth. It's solid.
Oh, yeah.
Until the river up. And then, think about it. What if you was an ass and you believed that shit? Would you admit you are an ass? Would you admit that you were an ass? Young Rupert's got it. Context matters. It does. Tell me.
Yes, sir.
Again, now it goes back to what we've been talking about all night long. About to go back to what we've been talking about all night long?
Oh, yes.
When you make an idol in your own damn heart, I ain't moving off this. I'm telling you, I ain't moving off this. I am not moving. Isn't that amazing? We get finished with this wonderful feast. It was a wonderful feast.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I know a lot of you froze your rear end off, but get your tit game together. They get ready for Tabernacle. Now, Tabernacle's going to have a little bit earlier in the year, so it should be warming up. But anyway, nevertheless, you would think, and it's never going to stop, though. After all these years and stuff, people ain't going to stop. They're going to keep on. Satan is always going to look for some type of loophole or some shit. You understand what I mean? He ain't going to never have one that's valid. He would never have one that's valid. So you talked, you spoke, and it seemed like it was all valid, and we look condemned. Now it's our turn. Now we speak. Now what the hell are you going to do? See, once you have bitten of a fruit of lies, and you have taken, you've been a partaker of it, it's hard to move you off center when you done tasted of it. Because you're going to do everything you can in your power to validate that damn lie because of an offense. If it ain't offense, it's envy, which gentles right back to an offense. Shall we begin? See, people ain't as wise as they think they are. They're not. You know you are not. Tell you what I'm doing. I'm raising up a generation of young men that's 20 and 30 years behind me. Boy, I'm telling you, by time, be the father's will. If he don't come and they make it to this age, man, ain't no... fire they're going to get. They're going to see y'all from a mile, 3,000 miles away coming. You know why? Because they've been in the school. They've been taught by the age. The age that has the wisdom of y'all in them. And they ain't going nowhere. And they're going to be strong and mighty and do exploits. See? So now we have a complete understanding that every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof is the way of death. Let me tell you something, you old people that are my age and older. Look, you within 10, 15 years of my age, you still close to my damn age, so I'm going to get on your ass. Because there is no way in hell that somebody that's lived on this earth, supposed to be for y'all all these damn years, to be that damn foolish and stupid. No way in hell. I want you young people to take note. And y'all pay real good close attention. You can use discernment. Yes, you get spiritual discernment. Find out what's a righteous man and what's a fool of a man. But tell me Satan didn't set that up just right, though. Is everybody all right?
Right?
Well, we learned a lot tonight, though, didn't we? Did we not learn a lot tonight?
Yes, sir.
Y'all learn how dumb Pastor Dowd is. I'm dumb. I'm dumb as hell. The foolishness of Yah is wiser than all the wisdom of man.
Yes, sir.
The word of the hour for all of us is still repenting. Now we're moving from unleavened bread and Passover to, and first fruit to, what? Pentecost. That's when we get filled. Go to John 14:15. That's when we get filled with the comfort.
Yes, sir.
Well, we need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we had already partaken of the Lamb, we still need help. Come on.
Yeah.
You do what?
You love me.
Do what?
Keep my commandments.
And now jump down to verse 26.
But the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
John chapter 15. Yeah. I want to go there, but I want to hit this one first. Here it is. 15:14. Read.
No, 13. Greater love hath no man than this. Any man lay down his life for his friends.
And the problem we have today is that don't nobody want to lay down their damn life because everybody want to keep their own damn funky opinions.
Lay their own damn life, yeah.
And it goes back to the theme of what we've been talking about all night long.
Yeah. All night long.
Now, mind you, we dealt with the called and the chosen, right? Verse 16.
You have not chosen me.
My beard.
But I have chosen you. And ordained you.
Not only chosen, but
ordained.
But see, the Messiah is specific in this. He says, you have not chosen me. Israel, I want every single one of you to understand this. We're not here by our own volition. Not one of us. I don't care how old, how young, how big, how tall, how short, how skinny. I don't care. None of us are here of our own choosing. We're literally here because Yah, before the foundations of the world, have predestined us, and all we're doing is walking in it, and now that we're walking in it, we're on a test course. I may have failed a few tests in my life, but I tell you what, I ain't failing this one. I'm on with it. I'm going to grade with this one.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't
Come on.
I may have been a fool sometimes, but I'm not a fool.
I
will not be a fool with this one. I'll be a fool for God.
Yes, sir.
I'll be damned if I be a fool for this. Not for this. Oh, hell no. Come on, T.
Hallelujah. Ordained you that you should go and bring more fruit. Fruit?
Whoa. Rotten fruit. You just said fruit. Corrupt fruit.
No, good fruit.
Fruit. And watch this. Not only just fruit. Listen to this, son. Not only fruit, but what?
And that your fruit should remain.
No, it should go away, right?
Remain.
That is stained.
Yes,
sir. It's going to remain. It's going to remain with you and your seed. And your seed. It's going to remain. You got to step in. You got to stake
through. Come on.
No, I'm staying with it till my day. I'm done. I've been finished.
Yes, sir.
I'm staying. I'm going to spend it all, pay it all. My pass down, what the hell are you doing? Why are you still running around doing all this? We'll take care of it. Listen, when I know y'all can take care of it, I won't be going no more. You heard what I said, right?
Yep.
It ain't that I don't have confidence in what I've reared and raised up. I said, when I know you can take care of it, I won't be running no more. I'll go and do my next stage. But until then.
So true.
Until we got the labor.
Yes.
Because the harvest is plenty, yes. But the what?
Labor.
But no, we're going to labor. We're going to show y'all how to labor. You don't know how to labor. Y'all don't know how to labor. I'm going to teach you. We're going to teach you how to labor.
That's true.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit, I remember when I was a young man, and I was the old man. I said, ain't no way in hell I'm going to let that old man outwork me. And I didn't. Now I'm old. I was like, ain't no way in hell I'm going to let no young man outwork me. I'll die before I let his ass outwork me. Now I'm old. Ooh, y'all got a tall scale to climb, boy. Teach Shane right in the same vein, too. That brother, he's a damn hell of a labor, too, boy. Y'all can do it, too. Y'all got a youth strength. Figure it out.
Yes.
Y'all can do it. Y'all may keep that same down bigger when you get old.
Yes, sir.
Remember Ruth said, that's right, set the bar high. I'm going to say it so damn high that damn, you won't need a damn, what do they call the things where the people running?
Apple.
And then they high jump into what do you call it?
Pole vault
over that damn thing.
Hallelujah.
Yep. I don't care if I gotta sit up there and die doing it. The bar's gonna sit high. You know why?
Yep.
Because, and let me say this right now, what I'm gonna say before we continue on. I want y'all to understand something. I want everybody, Israel, listen to me real close right now. Listen to me real close. I was going to do this another way, but I'm going to say it now. So, I am sons and sons, oldest to youngest. Got plenty in between, oldest and youngest. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? So from my oldest son to my youngest son, I've got 34 years. Some of y'all ain't even 34 years old. But you see what I'm saying, 34 years, right? So I have this time and distance between the two. Y'all getting this, right? So with my oldest son being 30, he'll be 36 years old this year. And my youngest son, matter of fact, he'll be 3, but it ain't just September. Are you following me? I am on my second set. Does that make sense? I literally feel like Jacob, when he had, you have to understand, Jacob loved Rachel. I'm gonna piss a lot of y'all off, but I'm gonna tell the truth. I'm gonna tell the truth. Better listen to me. Jacob had Leah, Rachel, Beulah, and Zilpha. Rachel is the one he loved.
Yes.
Am I right? 10 children later, the Most High Yah opens up Raquel's womb.
True.
I said 10.
Yes.
And then she bears Joseph and Benjamin. 10. Can you imagine the one that he loved enduring all of those years? Seeing Reuben, Judah, Issachar, Nephilim, Dan. All these children being born. And she gets zero zilch nada. And then the man turns around. No, the woman turns around. Why don't you let pray me when you don't know that one? Listen, am I in y'all's stead that I can open up your womb? When I make this statement, I'm trying to say, I want everybody to get back to y'all for everything, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Get back to y'all. I understand conventional medicine has its place, but it don't have no place in Israel. We can use it for the advantage when we need to.
Yes.
But other than that, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all things shall be. Now listen, in Israel, I always tell people, brand new, when you get married, I want everybody to hear me in Israel. This is not law. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
This is not law. This is just my experience and opinion. And I think my opinion is that.
Yes.
My experience and opinion. Listen. When you get married, my suggestion is you wait at least 1 year before you think about having children. Now tell me I haven't done the same damn fashion. Tell me I haven't done the same thing. Because what good is it for me to sit up there and tell you something and I don't follow myself? I'll be a castaway.
True.
But what do you do when I tell you something and then I end up doing the very thing that I say?
Yes.
I say it because we are so disconnected in this generation. I understand that the word doesn't say that. The word said be fruitful, be multiply. Yeah, that's when everybody was more righteous than what we are. We wicked as shit.
I mean,
and remember, there's also the prohibition is don't set up and glory in a bunch of unprofitable children.
That's true.
So I'm on my second set now. I did. I waited a year before his car came.
Yes, sir.
Following on word, I did.
Yes, sir. That is right.
I I did that because I have the experience from the first.
Yes. Very wise.
I tell people, listen, when you have 1 year just for you and your side, man, you get to gel, you get to mesh, you get to grow. That don't mean you're going to complete everything. But, man, if you turn around and have a child right off the bat, man, all the attention is going to go to that child. You're never going to develop that relationship.
Yes, sir.
Everybody thinks they're so damn well. Be fruitful, multiply.
Yes.
So watch this. So we watch, and I know y'all watch. Y'all should watch me. Y'all should literally watch me. And you should mimic after me. You should do that because it's a good way. So I watch. Y'all watch. You know what I mean? Y'all watch me rear and raise this kind because I didn't have no children before his kind. That's 30 years disconnect. You know what I mean? I watch all y'all. My mind is not in the frame of rearing and raising children. But now I have my own son, my own seed for everybody to see.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, I'm going to let y'all in on what I'm doing. That don't mean you have to do everything verbatim because you are literally the priest of your own home.
Yes.
But whatever you see in me do, you'll be fine mimicking.
Yes.
Because it can't be nothing but wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Been there, done it. So, at fellowship, I would tell, bring a toy for his child on fellowship. Still keeping the Sabbath, that's a child. You watch his developing maturation. You watch it. So he'll get to play with his little toy. He's playing. And then when you got your children that you don't train at home, then because he got his toy, you think your child is entitled to his Kyle's toy. But we teach his Kyle, if it's something you don't want to do, say no. You know the reason why? How many people, girls and boys, been molested because they don't know how to say no? You see what I'm talking about? I didn't say you were going to molest. I'm saying you need to train up your child in the way this should go. If it's something they don't want to do, don't force it upon them. Wait till they get it. Their mind is at a certain area. No. Ain't nothing offensive about that. Everybody knows this guy is interested in music. He always want to play the drum.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
He'll, soon as dinner's over, he'll come mostly over to me. Dad, can I play drums? I go, yep, go see Brother McNabb. He'll turn it on for you. Play your drums. Keep it on low now, and you play drums. He'll play drums. You know why he plays drums? Because he got a drum set at home. And by the way, if anybody tell y'all that the people that straightway ain't got no money, they lying their ass off. Am I right, teacher?
Right.
They lying their ass off.
You're right.
They lying their ass off. It's probably because they spending their shit on some unnecessary, foolish shit.
Come on,
but they got money, I promise you.
Oh, yeah.
They can buy a $70 drum set. So this guy will come up. Daddy, can I play drums? Yeah, you can go ahead and play drums. Just get old Bro McDowell. He'll turn him up over. I'll say, McDowell, can you turn him up? He'll get over there. He'll play. He'll play for about maybe 5-10 minutes. After that, he gone. Or even if one of your children come up, your children's only interested because they see him up there.
True.
Only because he up there. They'll come up and say, let me play. I said, no, you don't give them the drumsticks if you're not finished. If you feel like sharing, then give them the drumsticks. We teach them that at home. And many times you see this guy, he'll just give it to him. He'll watch the play, then he'll mosey on. Anytime he gets out of pocket, you got to worry about me. His mama catch him. We get his ass. But see, we don't have, you have to understand, Summer has the benefit of this old hoary head wisdom. And then not only that, what she knows herself, that she don't want for her child, what she did. Is that right? You always want greater for your children than what you had. Today we come to the feast. You got children 8, 9, 10, 12 years old. You got a 2.5-year-old boy playing on drums, but then you don't say nothing when your child is playing on the drums. Then I got to rebuke your child because they ain't learning nothing at home. If you want your child to be at peace, bring a damn little toy for them to play with. I had one family said, "Oh, Sky, would you just please give such and such the toy so they would be quiet?" And her mom said, "No! You want your child to be at peace, you bring the toy for them." But they didn't get my son a toy just because you are. Listen, we understand equality and all things, but that don't mean when you're teaching and raring children that you raise them like us damn corrupt as adults today. So we teach him, stranger, danger. We teach him, let your yea be yea, your no be no. If you get off, I promise you, we'll correct you, we'll get you. It's like when, oh boy, when his nieces and nephew, that's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? Niece and nephew, they come around, right? Now, he gets along very well with Jonathan, gets along with Abigail, but boy, as soon as Salome come around, it's over with. Salome can take something. No! I'm like, hold on for a second, boy. What are you doing? You over here playing with this. She's playing with this. Yes, that's yours. But you didn't have no intention over here for this. You don't get to go over here and take this out of her hand when she's playing with it. Yeah! Okay, go. You get a rod. See, you get it? You got to learn that lesson. But then the person he wants to run him more than anybody is the one he got conflict with, Salome. Go figure that out. That's why I don't give a 2-year-old credence for nothing. You don't even know what the hell you want for breakfast, and I'm supposed to be listening to you. That shit ain't happening. It ain't happening at all. You get it? You got to train them up.
Yeah.
But see, some of you get so immersed in your children. I would tell you somebody who's done a damn good job in their children.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's not that way across the board in Israel, but I'm telling you, Deacon Bell has done a damn good job with his children.
Hallelujah.
With his wife, Sister Acid, damn good job.
Hallelujah.
I didn't say nobody else had. I'm just saying, if I was to pick the top of what I'm familiar with, they have done a damn good job with their children. A really good job. Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd detour here for a second.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, you know, his guy, he gets his first, I was going to do his first haircut, right? But I was like, man, we got Ellis the Hebrew coming. He was a wrestler. Boy, his guy cut a fool for the first 3-4 minutes. No, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Then I think he calmed down, looking at his little iPad. Now that he fell asleep. I'm like, oh, he should be good now, right? You know, them broke the mare. You know what I mean? Broke the back, right? So I give him a haircut today. Man, I'm his own dad, right? Give me the rod. Bring it on over here. This don't make no damn sense. This is crazy. Oh, he got a fly haircut now. He good. I'm like, boy, and his mom is shaking his head. She's shaking her head. She's like, this is, welcome to rearing. Child rearing 101. 101. Am I making any sense, though? We have to teach our children a balance. And so we're teaching our sons about it. When you should, when you shouldn't. Now he's 2 years old. He'll get it. You know what I mean? He's 20, he just turned 2 and a half. But don't you sit up there and have your grown-ass son sit up there trying to play over or talk over. Your son's 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. He's 2 and a half. And yet they have no honor, no respect to even let the little boy play. When I wouldn't even let my son do that to somebody that's younger than him. This is the disconnect that parents have today. And this is the stuff I'm talking about, rearing and raising unprofitable children. You have to be in tune. Because if we don't teach our children at this age, at each one of these stages, then we're doing no different than the world do, leaving them to fend for themselves. So I go pass it out, pastoring again, shepherding again. You see what I'm talking about? Because one thing I know about myself and his mom, now, I can't say that with Mother Carol, and I can't say that with Mama Nellie. I can't do it. It's like pulling eye teeth to get them to light him up. But his father and mother, oh, boy. Are y'all hearing me? Y'all getting this, right? I'm trying to teach a balance in Israel. So, yeah, learn from me what I'm doing. I done been there, done it. It's my second rodeo. Second rodeo. I know exactly what I'm doing. But at the same time, you do need to teach your children when someone is opposing or infringing, you do need to teach them to say no. Especially if it's something they don't want to do. Like I put a video up when Elder Mitch and I, we went fishing, right? And Elder Mitch said, this guy, come on, touch the fish. And he went, come on, touch the fish. So he touched the fish one time. And I did a video touch again. And then we tried getting to hold it. Nah, I don't want to hold it. We're not going to force him to hold it if he don't want to hold the fish. He's probably only 2 and a half years old. I done been through that with Chuck. With Chuck, I was trying to, he will go fish with me all day long. As long as I take the fish, as long as I put the worm on the hook, and take the fish off the bait, and we can take pictures next to them, but I ain't touching them. I understood where his age was at that time. I'm not going to force something upon him that he's not ready for. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I'm literally not going to do it.
Yes,
he just ain't there. To me, it makes no logical sense. So you can see some children, not only would they would take the damn fish and try to eat the fish whole. Everybody's different. You know what I mean?
Yep.
No. Are you following me?
Yep.
You have to use discernment. Now, you let this guy talk about he want to play some drums and have a one-year-old, two-year-old, three-year-old a drum, and then he going to start bitching because the one or two, three-year-old, boy, at that point, you won't get more than a damn rod. You should be mature enough to know where they're at. And you want to help them along because you're not going to spend all your life being children. You're going to spend the majority of your life being adults.
Weird.
Yep. Weird.
Words.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, it's quiet in that chat room
now,
boy.
Listen.
I don't give a damn if y'all don't like it or not. Still true.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's just sad, isn't it? And mind you, I'm a man that believes in the prosperity of Israel. And I know the true prosperity of Israel is when a man has seed from a woman. Or two. Or three. Or four.
Yes, sir.
Because real riches is in what comes from the producing or what's being produced from his loins.
Yes,
that's what real riches is.
Yes.
Riches ain't down Federal Reserve notes.
No.
It's us being able to pave the way so that the other generation can build on the way and continue to keep on building, keep on building, keep on building.
Yes, sir.
The minister said, that's real. That's real. Yeah, it is real. It's real. I want everybody to listen, take heed, and take note. Use some damn discernment. Your little spoiled brat-ass child, get out of pocket, put them in pocket. Teach them at a very young age so when they get older, they'll know what it means to be respectable.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't even know the difference between right and wrong. All they know is self is me, myself, and I, what I want. They don't care about nothing else. A child don't. They only care about what they want. They're designed from the time they come out of their mother's womb to be molded and to be reared and to be trained after what the head of the home says, clear-cut direction. This is what I expect.
Yes.
Come on, Chef. Hallelujah.
I remember when I said Abigail had this little bubble machine. You know, his guy had his bubble thing. Blow bubbles. All of a sudden, he just takes off. Mine! Yeah, it is yours. But it ain't yours right now because you over here playing over here. You had nothing to do with that. Friend, you'll tell him. Wait. Took him into his mama. And of course, you know, mama want to know what's going on. He is gone. Gone, boy. Yeah, it's his bubble machine. But you got your family here using the bubble machine. You ain't think about the bubble machine. You play on monster trucks. But you over here want the bubble machine because it's yours until you see somebody get enjoyment out of it. But you want to catch a case of the ass. Because somebody got your bubble machine. Now I'm going to bubble your ass pop up and get your ass over in this house. How about that? Everybody go, well, you know, when Pastor Dow get old and something, they're a little bit different. Ask him out different. Even still to this day, when I have to chase in my own seed, even a young one is. I remember when I was chasing Chuck and Lydia. Mother Carol would take off and leave the house and go down the road. Because when I went in, I get that from the Father. I'm going in. I'm going to make it a lasting experience.
Great.
Whether you hear or forbear, it's going to be a lasting experience. And they be like, uh-uh. Mm-mm. Or if your daddy go, ooh, you know, So I hope I said something similar. Oh, is that? I'm sorry, Israel. Didn't mean to be here this long. Man, I lost track of time there. Oh, mercy me. Hey, we hope to see y'all in the morning, okay? We love y'all. The damn Dalai Lama. What are we going to do when the Dalai Lama done messed up? We all done lost hope then, ain't we? Dalai decrepit-ass Lama. Suck my tongue. Can you imagine how many times he done that over this damn Dalai-ass years? It's crazy. Israel, I'm only here for y'all edification, exhortation, and comfort. Hope y'all be encouraged this day. I wish I could say in life I've done everything right, but I ain't. I'm fallible and flawed just like y'all, but I do learn from shortcoming mistakes and areas I need improvement on. And I try to make sure I make those corrections so that you can see them in front of you and then implement the same things. So with that said, y'all got any word? Nope. See y'all tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., be the Father's will. And I think it is the Father's will. I bless you all, the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name, while soon coming King, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King, is coming. And by the way, congratulations, Elder Kabir and Brother Jordan, for the new Israelite children that are in the land. And Brother Brandon in South Carolina.